This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, July 27th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Climate change cuts Colorado River capacity. Curbing food waste adds greenhouse gas emissions. Ex-FDA official, money, not the issue. Climate change stole enough water to fill Lake Mead. UCLA researchers have found that the Colorado River has lost 10% of its capacity to climate change in the last two decades. The amount of lost water, 10 trillion gallons, roughly equals the entire storage capacity of Lake Mead, the largest reservoir on the river. The scientists also noted that without climate change, the basin's reservoirs likely would not have dropped enough to declare the first ever water shortage in 2021. Benjamin Bass, a UCLA hydrologic modeler and lead author on the study, was surprised to find how sensitive the basin is to warming compared to other major basins across the western U.S. He called it a wake-up call to the climate change impacts we are living today. Study: curbing food waste limits climate benefits. While reducing food waste improves global food security, it does not lead to better environmental outcomes, warned scientists in a new paper. Researchers at UC Irvine and the University of Colorado Boulder explained that many scientists and advocates have sought to eliminate food loss and waste to reduce the adverse environmental impacts of food production. Waste accounts for as much as a quarter of the sector's greenhouse gas emissions and 6% in total worldwide emissions. Yet their modeling showed a rebound effect. When food is cheaper due to supply chain efficiencies, consumers purchase and eat more. The added production to meet the demand can erase up to 71% of the climate benefits that come with efficiency. Senate votes to bar some foreign farmland purchases. The Senate voted overwhelmingly on Tuesday to bar investors from China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea from buying U.S. farmland and agriculture companies. The measure, brought to the floor as an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act and approved 91-7, would also require the Committee on Foreign Investment of the U.S. to review land purchases by investors from any other foreign country totaling more than $5 million or 320 acres. USDA would be added as an ex officio member of CFIUS. Democrats Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, Ed Markey of Massachusetts, Chris Murphy of Connecticut, Alex Padilla of California, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and Peter Welch of Vermont, and Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky opposed the amendment. Two senators, Republican Tim Scott of South Carolina and Democrat Dick Bourbon of Illinois, did not vote. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Rural communities need clarity, more access to federal help, lawmakers told. Farmers and rural entrepreneurs told the House Committee on Small Business yesterday they're often unaware of federal government resources intended to support them. Kendall Culp, vice president of the Indiana Farm Bureau, told the lawmakers the word just isn't getting out about available programs. Maybe that's partially the government's responsibility. That's partially the organization's responsibility, agriculture organizations as well, to research those and to see what's available and make sure their memberships are aware of those, Culp told AgriPulse in an interview. You can read our full report as well at AgriPulse.com. Former FDA official says FDA doesn't need more money. The former food safety official at FDA doesn't think the agency needs more funding until it can prove it's using its current budget appropriately. I think the budget system within federal agencies, certainly FDA, lacks the transparency that the American public deserves, Frank Yannis told members of the International Dairy Foods Association yesterday. He says the current $1.4 billion budget is a lot. He believes FDA, quote, could use that money more efficiently. Yannis encouraged those in the food industry to provide constructive criticism on ways FDA can continue to evolve to meet future needs, especially as it moves forward with the human foods program changes. Yannis says a lot of the conversation from FDA over the last year on FDA restructuring has, quote, missed the appropriate balance on vision, strategy, and organizational structure. Critics take aim at checkoffs and sugar program and spending debate. House Republican leaders continued to struggle yesterday to get the party support they need to bring up the fiscal 24 spending bill for USDA and FDA. In the meantime, farm groups have been bracing for amendments that attack key USDA programs. The produce industry has been working to reverse a cut in WIC benefits. At a meeting of the House Rules Committee yesterday, two critics of checkoff programs appealed for a vote on a proposed amendment that would cut off USDA funding for operating checkoff programs. GOP Representatives Victoria Spartz of Indiana and Tom Massey of Kentucky claimed the programs lack accountability and that the checkoff fees amount to an unfair tax on farmers. Massey also took aim at the $1 million annual salary that now Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack earned when he was head of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, which is a checkoff-funded group. Major commodity groups argue that the programs are critical to building markets and have adequate USDA oversight. By the way, House Freedom Caucus Chair Scott Perry, the Pennsylvania Republican, filed a series of amendments attacking various aspects of the federal sugar program, which is regularly targeted during farm bill debates. Now, from the other side, Democrats took aim at the spending bill for slashing the benefits for the fruit and vegetables in the WIC nutrition program. The benefit for adults would be reduced from $44 to $13 a month. The International Fresh Produce Association is backing an amendment that would restore the higher benefit. By the way, the House is scheduled to vote today on a Senate-approved resolution that would overturn the endangered species listing for the lesser prairie chicken. The vote is largely symbolic, as President Biden says he'll veto the measure, which faces heavy Democratic opposition in Congress. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's a win-win situation for everybody that James Irrigation District Manager Manny Amorelli on a temporary water pump in Fresno County that's alleviating Tulare Lake flooding while enabling groundwater recharge. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.